The Humboldt County Auditor is addressing some more topics on absentee ballot requests. A big topic surrounding this year's general election is mail-in voting and absentee ballot requests. Humboldt County Auditor Peggy Rice addresses some of the concerns she has heard from the community. She confirms that people might have received more than one request form, but her office is not the sender.
There have been multiple forms sent out for people for absentee requests. They don't come from our office. We can't express that enough. People seem to think they'll call us and they're angry, and why do you keep sending me forms? And they're not from us. They're coming from the parties. They're coming from different groups that are supporting different causes.
Rice says that any valid ballot request form will be addressed to return to her office only.
Any of the forms that you fill out are good as long as those forms come back to us. I know some people said their form was partially filled out, some of their forms were blank, some came from the Secretary of State. Whichever one you get, as long as that form is addressed back to us, you're okay. Now, if it goes to some other entity, I would question that one and not fill it out.
The auditor confirms that multiple request forms filled out does not mean multiple ballots in return.
You only need to fill out one request, and that's it. Once you send us one, we go off of that. If you send us multiples, we just staple them all together. You're not going to get five ballots or two ballots. You get one ballot. That's it. And we track it by your voter number. So we keep track of it. There's no way you're going to get more.
The deadline for a registered voter to request a mail-in ballot is Saturday, October 24th, and any ballots being returned must be postmarked by November 2nd. Voters can track their absentee ballot request form and mail-in ballots at sos.iowa.gov.